The Eight Tenets of Godly Civics. Godly Civics enumerates eight tenets for us pulpit leaders and the body of Christ to glorify our Abba Father at the ballot box. Then the section expands on them. The following chapter, Bringing All Pulpit Leaders to Godly Civics, and the rest of the book make the case and lead the way. Tenet 1. Our first tenet is that Godly Civics is a mission exercise, not a pulpit exercise. Go and make godly citizens. The body of Christ is the voters. Everyone must engage and spread the word. If done well, it will also bring more people to heaven. Tenet 2. Our second tenet is seeing our Abba Father's hand in his 1776 creation. If we do not see our Abba Father's hand, we do not see the Nahas war against Jesus promulgated through nations and people on earth. Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath. Revelation 12:12. What is the end time but the choice between our Abba Father or the Nahas world government with nowhere to hide? The Nahas had his world grip if P4547 lost the 2024 election. Tenet 3. Our third tenet is our Abba Father's historic sea change in ending the Nahas spirit-human kingship installed in 1 Samuel that existed to the end of Scripture and beyond until 1776. Our Abba Father installed Eden 2.0, social liberty for all we the people in free will, and religious liberty with him in our hearts to image, worship, and glorify him freely. We must pass this on to our children's children. Tenet 4. Our fourth tenet is our Abba Father's call to the body of Christ in Ephesians 6. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Our USA elections are the only place to stand and fight the Nahas in our government. Ephesians 6 is about the fight, not the armor. It is a metaphor for faith. Like real armor, too many believers take it off because it gets in their way. Tenet 5. Our fifth tenet is, all good things come from God. James 1:17. Especially our one nation under God with life, social liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. Tenet 6. Our sixth tenet is that our Abba Father hates political factions. They are the Nahas work, destroying our one nation under God. That is why Benjamin Franklin answered Elizabeth Willing Powell's question, a republic if you can keep it. Notice he said, you, referring to we the people. Only the body of Christ can keep it because the Nahas must destroy it. Tenet 7. Our seventh tenet is that religious liberty can only exist inside social liberty. It cannot stand alone. We went to war for social liberty in our DOI before creating religious liberty in our CODIS. Tenet 8. The body of Christ must restore the family as the first responder in society. If the Nahas captures our social liberty, there is nowhere to go. Our pulpit leaders must never again shun elections with a godly civics North Star leading the way. Social liberty and the Nahas. Everything starts with social liberty and the Nahas. God blessed them and said to them, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature. Genesis 1:28. Our Abba Father created mankind with social liberty and free will in Eden 1.0. But why? It is imperative to know why, and Genesis does not say. We do not find why until thousands of years after Genesis 1 in Isaiah 43:7. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. Our Abba Father created us to glorify him. Paul confirms Isaiah in 1 Corinthians 10:31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Most believers know Paul's statement, but few know it is why our Abba Father created us. Neither verse includes, except in our civics. Religious liberty is required inside social liberty to image and glorify our Abba Father without restraint. With godly civics, there is no longer any excuse to mark ballots that do not glorify our Abba Father. A tiny mark with enormous consequences. Please note, godly civics does not speak for our Abba Father. The Holy Spirit inspired it to glorify our Abba Father, regardless of denomination. Everyone can find a way to glorify our Abba Father in godly civics. Something else happened in the garden that has shaped mankind ever since. The Nahas. And I will put enmity between you, the Nahas, and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, he shall crush your head. Genesis 3:15 NIV. Jesus is going to crush the Nahas head. Most translations say bruise, which dilutes the verse. The Nahas is fighting for his life. We know he loses. But what is the cost to mankind until then? Please pray on that. We pulpit leaders help control the cost to mankind. When Cain killed Abel, the Nahas thought he had ended the seed line for victory. That was not the case. Genesis 4:7 says, but if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it. Genesis blames Cain and sin, the staple of preaching. However, thousands of years later, we get the whole story in a letter from John. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. 1 John 3:12. The Nahas did not stop there. Too many pulpit leaders minimize the Nahas' work in world events, perhaps because our Abba Father ultimately defeats him. But Ephesians 6 is every believer's call. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The ballot box is where we stand against the Nahas for our social and religious liberty. Look at Revelation 12:9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. His angels are the spirit in the spirit-human kingship. Verse 12, Haas 17. And the dragon was enraged with a woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. John wrote the revelation to prepare us for today, not to check now and then, to see if we are getting close to the end and should shape up. The rest of the woman's offspring is the body of Christ. Our point is that if we do not see our Abba Father's 1776 creation, we do not see the war between the Nahas and Jesus in which we are the piñata. This is where so many pulpit leaders have missed the mark by ignoring the Nahas political theater of war, as if our ecclesia are above it. Our one nation under God's Eden 2.0 design, social and religious liberty, and the end of the Nahas spirit-human kingship governing is a massive sea change we can see happen, and the Nahas political factions have destroyed it. Please pray on that.